A season that lasted 8 months ended with an empty tank in Revelstoke for the Delta IceHawks. The Pacific Junior Hockey League champions closed out a memorable campaign Sunday afternoon with a 4-2 loss to the Oceanside Generals in the bronze medal game at the Cyclone Taylor Cup Provincial Junior B Championships. For all intents and purposes, the season actually concluded roughly 14 hours earlier when Delta's bid to be in the gold medal game was denied by host and eventual champion Revelstoke Grizzlies in a 5-2 loss to close out round-robin play on Saturday night. "We played some great hockey in the Revy game, especially late in the first and second period, and were snake-bitten and unlucky not to be up 2-3 goals, similar to Oceanside, win Friday," said IceHawks GM and head coach Steve Robinson. "The power play was not effective as we would have liked, and as many injuries and empty tanks as we had, it wasn't meant to be in that third period. The trip to the Kootenays was all about getting to the top of the podium, especially after losing last year's title game on home ice. That's why Robinson sat some of his banged-up players for the bronze game against an Oceanside team Delta defeated 7-4 two nights earlier. This time, the Vancouver Island champions scored 3 unanswered goals to erase a 2-1 IceHawks lead after 20 minutes on goals by Kyle Robinson and Yuki Akimoto. Zach Shaughnessy made 32 saves with the Generals enjoying a 36-29 advantage in the shots department. Icing. After dropping a 5-1 decision to Oceanside on opening night, Revelstoke reeled off 3 straight wins for its second Cyclone Taylor Cup title in 3 years, capped by a 4-1 over Kootenay League rival Kimberley in the gold medal game on Sunday night. It was the IceHawks' 6th Cyclone Taylor Cup appearance in the franchise's 25-year history, with the lone win being in 2006. Sunday's bronze medal game marked the end of the junior careers for Alex Skouras, Carson Hemenway, Kyle Robinson and Alex Lucchesi.